Blog Talk Radio.
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Are you still there?
Hallie, are you online? Hello, Hallie? Well, this is Soul Dimensions Radio. And
sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
This is Soul Dimensions Radio, and I guess we are getting very close to Mercury retrograde. Apparently, we're having some difficulties with our co-host, Hallie Elise, coming on the air. I am going to attempt to call her and see if I can bring her into the show. I spoke to her but a few minutes ago, and what do you know? Now I can't get my cell phone to work. Whoa, this is going to be quite an interesting show. So let me try to get her on the line. So if our listeners can just please bear with me. And I hope I don't get another recording again. And this is Stephanie Tippy. I'm with Aging Younger Radio, the co-host of Soul Dimensions Radio. Hallie, is that you? Yeah. Can you try calling in again, Hallie? I'm on the line. I have the switchboard up, and the call-in number, just in case, is 347-826-7400, okay? 347-826-7400. Okay. Well, I did find Hallie Elise, and she was having some technical difficulties, but that's par for the course, and that's what happens when you are a spiritual being living the human experience, and we are going through some technical human difficulties. So if you just bear with us, Hallie should be on any moment, and we will begin our episode of Soul Dimensions Radio, and we are so glad that you are here joining us. And today what we're going to talk about is the human spirit and how it operates through us in human form, the spirit and how it operates through us in human form. And I think I have Hallie on the line. Hallie, are you on the line?
This again.
Hallie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can. That was quite incredible.
In my world, it's usual, actually.
Well, no,
it happened to me
as well. And you want to know something even stranger? I'm trying to get the chat room open, and that's giving me a problem.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
See, it's not just me. It's you.
It's us. It's the soul. And that's what we're going to speak about today, the spirit.
Yes,
and the soul.
Is. Correct.
So, Hallie, why don't you give just tell a little bit about yourself before we begin to our listening audience?
Sure. My name is Hallie Elise, and I am the Empowerment Psychic. I have been naturally intuitive, clairvoyant, clairsentient, and clairaudient since I was a little girl, and throughout the years have done a lot of studying so that I could actually understand what it is that I do, and I'm grateful to say that I can teach others how to tap into their own innate abilities. I have a monthly psychic gallery in Boca Raton, Florida, and everybody is welcomed, and it gives them an opportunity to come in, de-stress, relax, and also allow them to connect with their, again, innate ability, own their awareness, and also to have mini readings. And actually, this one, which is the first Monday of December, I believe that's the 5th, will be a lot of fun because I'm giving away gifts. I love gifts. I love to give them away, and the closer it gets to the holidays, I get excited. So for every 10 people that attend my gallery, I will be giving away 3 gifts, a hypnosis session, I will give away a psychic session, I'll give away books, and there's lots of other goodies. So for anybody who has an interest, they can go to the website. That's HallieElise.com, HalleyElise.com. And, of course, they can reach me directly at 561-755-7000. 2166. And that, of course, is that there's no technical difficulties, which in my world happens quite often, and people that know me at this point just kind of laugh too. But for anybody who has any curiosity about, you know, what it is to be psychic or has a question as far as their world and needing some guidance, that's what I'm here for. So that's it.
Well, thank you, Hallie. And for those of you who have not met Hallie in person, I really encourage you to attend one of her psychic galleries. She is incredible. She is the master distressor, let me tell you, and I speak from experience. Hallie has assisted me, and I recommend her highly, and she is just an incredible soul, one that you all should know and meet and will come to love as I have. And I am Stephanie Tippy. I am a medical researcher and a naturopath and also the co-owner of the Anti-Aging Clinic. My husband and I, we founded the Anti-Aging Clinic in 2001, and we are all about the natural alternatives to the medical pharmaceutical sickness industry. So we empower you to age younger, if you will, and we have created the 8 steps to aging younger so that we can live during our soul's journey on this planet in this time in a very healthy and happy life. And David and I, we have a clinic in Tamarack, Florida. We can be reached at 954-742-4430, and you can visit us online at livelonger123.com, and you can read about us and our 8 steps to aging younger at livelonger123.com. And that's it for a little bit about who I am, and now we're back to our show, Soul Dimensions Radio, and tonight, like I said, we're going to discuss the spirit and how we interpret what it is and how it operates through us in human form. Hallie?
Yes, thanks. I was just sitting here thinking, you know, there was a lot of things that we discussed before the show that we were going to share with our audience. And what seems to pop into mind immediately is that sense of entitlement that we as human beings have. You know, some people are very abrupt or they're disrespectful because they expect something more than what the person they're dealing with is giving them, or it is a matter of they feel they're better than someone else. And what's ironic about that is we literally all come from the same source, whether you call that source spirit, Adonai, Allah, goddess, Buddha, doesn't matter. Whatever your terminology is for the description of that source, we still all come from the same place, which means that we're all equal. And that within itself is a bit of an oxymoron since we live in human form. So what's your opinion on that?
Oh, I agree with you totally. We are one. We are connected to Source. And it all has to do with the time that when we are created, when we are born, that's the time that all of a sudden we are separated or we perceive to be separated from Source. And that perception brings us into the human form, and that's when we have the option of making our own choices, and that's where the entitlement comes from. What people think that they are entitled to without realizing what the consequences could be. And I have so many different stories that I'd like to share about that and about the different incidences that I've had occur during my other life, if you will. I'll bring one up for right now, Hallie, and I think I've discussed this with you. I do consulting work for a company, and it takes me into South America, which is a very strong passion of mine. And I'm dealing with some people in a particular country in Central America, and this one individual approached me attempting to take a representation for this product line in this particular company, knowing full well that there was a distributor currently with a contract with the company to maintain sales and service of the product. Anyway, at what expense does an individual, the human, the spirit in human form, think that they are entitled to a certain thing? To make a long story short, this person had the audacity to go as far as the top-level senior management of the company, going direct to them to have a meeting to bring down the individual who is currently the distributor to try to take over distribution in this country. Now tell me, Hallie, what's your opinion of that?
Well, it's interesting because when you talk about spirit in human form and the spirit having the audacity, I don't really think spirit is connected to it at that moment, meaning the person's soul is, of course, connected to everything they do in human form, but as a human and as having free will and free choice, we can choose to be difficult, we can choose to be lovely and appreciative and grateful, or we can choose to go back and forth, and actually most people do. Most people struggle with, if you will, that power within for good and bad. But what's fascinating about this is we have all seen that when someone is kind, they exist within a higher space. They exist within a higher vibration. The soul is actually, if you will, lighter and emanating light when someone is within that space of gratitude, love, and kindness. When someone is being disrespectful, difficult, argumentative, if they're trying to take over, then their spirit, or if you will, their soul in that moment is not as filled with light. They're always connected. Light always exists. But what others around them see is less. And it's a bit of an oxymoron because in the physical form, we are entitled to do whatever it is that we choose to do. That's what free will is about. And yet we find that those that are compassionate and kind to one another tend to make a bigger impact on the people around them than those that are difficult. And the woman who you were just talking about, who went in and, you know, was brazen and trying to take control, I would think from my experience and training that it was less about the position that she was going after and more about who she is as a person. On some level, she must not feel validated as a person and was trying to push her way through to prove that she was indeed important or special. And what she accomplished, obviously, is just the opposite, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. You can attract more flies with honey than you can with sandpaper. Well, you know, I really feel sorry for this individual because now I understand why she's been married 3 times. And now I understand why her working relationships in her prior career job, she had told me all about it, why the office manager of this particular doctor's office always had a hard time with her. And I really believe it's because she's coming from the dark. She's really not coming from the light. She thinks she's coming from the light, but she's not coming from the light, and she always has something negative to say about someone else. She decided when it was time for her to retire to pick herself up and move to this particular country overseas in Central America because the cost of living is much cheaper. But yet, on the other hand, what she's doing is she's also downing the people of this particular country, saying they're all immoral, they're not honest, and you don't know how many times I've been hurt and ripped off and this and that. I'm thinking to myself, my God, woman, what are you saying? What are you doing? How can you even live there? It's time for you to rethink and to take a look at where you're coming from, because she's only digging herself into more darkness than she is bringing herself into the light.
Right. You know, it's interesting because we're doing this today, this particular show on this particular topic, and I was with some friends last night. I'm going to give a little plug to somebody that I think you know as well, who's a friend of mine, Eddie Rodriguez, the happiness guy.
He asked me about that, and we couldn't go because we're getting ready for Thursday. So how was that event?
So, well, it wasn't an event. Eddie and I and a couple of other folks got together to just chat and catch up. But as you know, but our listeners may not, he walked from Miami, Florida to Washington, D.C. with the full intention of just sharing happiness. And he was confident that whether he had to sleep outside under the stars or somebody would offer him a place to stay, that all would be well. Now, what I think is really very ironic about this is he literally carried this little cart behind him, and everywhere he went, he added a little something in. You know, somebody gave him something or he found something. And so here is this man literally walking down main streets, side roads, remote areas with nothing more than the clothes on his back and a backpack inside of this cart and some things in the cart. So, of course, he looks very strange. And in some of the bigger cities, you know, when he walked in, he said, hi, this is my name, and, you know, this is my mission to share happiness. People were like, oh, okay. But, you know, they would listen, give him the benefit of the doubt because it's a big city and you tend to see lots of different types of people. Wherein when he went to some of the more remote areas, of course, they're giving him the eye up and down and they're taking their guns out to see if they have to protect themselves. He literally shared with us a story about a gentleman who, of course, will be included in his book when he shares with the world exactly how this all came about, but how this gentleman gave him a ride, and he had a 45 between his legs and kept telling Eddie on the trip, don't do anything to make me shoot you.
What?
This man who was driving, see, Eddie needed to go from point A to point B, and the weather became inclement, and there was no way that he would walk in lightning. He didn't mind walking in the rain with his little cart, but in lightning, you know, he wasn't real comfortable with that idea, and he needed to be in the next location by a certain time because there was news media coming to talk with him about why is he making this walk and why is it important that he shares happiness and, you know, where did this stem from? So this guy said, yeah, I'll give you a ride, but I guess the guy obviously lived in fear. So here he was giving this stranger, meaning Eddie, a ride in his truck and kept every couple of minutes looking over to him and showing him his gun that he has, saying, don't do anything to make me shoot you. And initially, Eddie said, you know, he thought he was kidding. And then he realized he wasn't kidding. He actually had a gun, 45, which is a pretty decent-sized gun, sitting with him. And Eddie just turned around and said, hey, you know, honestly, I'm just here really to share and to talk, and you're okay. Seriously, I am not going to do anything to make you feel like you have to shoot me. So as they went down the road quite a bit, the guy became a little more relaxed, finding that Eddie literally was legitimate. He just wanted a ride. He wasn't looking to harm anybody. But it goes to show you, when you talk about soul in human form, the different ways that we express it. Because when we are in soul form, when we are, if you will, reconnected with the whole, we're never really separate, yet there's that perception of separateness. Yet when we pass on, where, you know, it's referred to the other side of the veil, or being deceased, or going back to source, or going to heaven, there's many different phraseologies. But when we're talking about that, there is nothing that one would consider aberrant. It is all a matter of light. It is all a matter of connected. It is all a matter of unison. It is all a matter of consciousness really being together and being elevated. And yet here we are in human form. We kind of forget that. You have to wonder, what did this poor man go through, the one driving the truck, that he was so fearful about picking up somebody that he would have to tell him, don't do anything to make me shoot you.
My question is, Hallie, why did he even bother picking Eddie up?
Well, I guess in his heart of hearts, he knew that Eddie wasn't going to harm him and he could do a good deed. He could give somebody a ride. And yet, there's this desensitization.
It's okay.
But there is. And it's prevalent in our society between the news media, between people just talking in negative forms about, you know, this one is bad and that one's bad and this country's after me and, you know, look at the gun control and look at the abuse. And that is very human because, again, soul, spirit doesn't look at that. It says, wow, that was an experience. What'd you learn from that? Or, wow, did you want to go back and do that again? Or you want to do it differently? Or how would you do it differently? There is more, if you will, like a childhood innocence when it comes to experiences from a soul perspective. From a human perspective, it's all about that tangible, this moment. Do I have to safeguard myself? Do I have to do something to make sure that nobody else is going to do anything to me? But again, what happened to this poor soul, this poor person, that they had to live so fearfully? It was just fascinating listening to Eddie share about his different adventures on the road, about how he ran into this one area and, you know, again, remote areas. You figure when you're walking, sometimes you're not walking on the main road. You need to get off. You need to get a beverage. You need to rest. And again, he's got this little cart behind him. So some areas, you know, he couldn't walk. But I found it truly fascinating when he was sharing about the different types of people. And on the other end of the coin, how so many were so accommodating and so lovely. He was literally walking in a road or next to the side of the road, and he sees this police officer, and he's trying to flag him down to find out, are there any hotels around or, you know, someplace where he could attempt to talk to them about lodging. And at the same time, he's flagging the police officer down. The police officer's wife is calling him on the phone going, I just saw this on the news. This guy's coming into town. He's sharing happiness. We have to take him home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, really the soul, the true essence of who we are, wants to help, wants to be kind, wants to be in a state of grace.
Well, that is what the soul is. And it's when we come into this form and we separate, and then we all of a sudden in the human form where we are experiencing duality, and experiencing duality, then it's when we start making choices based on the circumstances or environment around us without even thinking about what the soul is all about. And then we start to forget what our soul is all about. Don't you think?
I don't know if we forget so much as it is perhaps part of our job here as human beings to do it in whatever way comes. And I'm not being facetious, but, you know, we have these incredible people that come into being. We had Jesus. We had Muhammad. We had Buddha. We had Moses. We had Mahatma Gandhi. All of these wonderful teachers that come to teach us how to be. Perhaps that really is the meaning of life, to be human in every way possible. Not so much the elevation. I mean, we all talk about evolving, and, you know, as you know, we just had 11-11-11, which that in it of itself is kind of funny because technically speaking, it's not 11-11-11, it's 11-11-2011. But the good part of it is that people all across the planet were
conscious,
praying, meditating, celebrating, having acts of kindness all at the same time, bringing us together. And I think really these leaders that come into our world that make such an impact, that's their purpose, to remind us that we are all together. So, when you look at, per se, someone who is considered evil or cruel or difficult, maybe that's their job. We don't really know. You know, I'm going to refer back to this woman that you mentioned. You know, obviously from a human standpoint, she was not a nice lady. Her behavior was really inappropriate. And yet, do we really know why she's here? Do we know why the vagrant is on the side of the street even though somebody offers to take him home and give him a place to live?
Personal opinion is that we are all here to learn how to love, to really excel in loving. And the soul, is a pure soul is a soul full of love. And I think our human experience is to learn how to return to that state of love. And it's difficult because, again, environment has something to do with it. What our surroundings are all about will dictate how we will respond, if you will, to in that moment in time. And you know, Hallie, we have two people on hold, and what I'd like to do, if you're okay with it, I'd like to bring the first caller in.
Sure, I was just going to suggest that you know, perhaps we check the phone line, so perfect.
Yes, we have two callers, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in caller from area code 804. Area code 804, you're on the air with Hallie and Stephanie.
Hi, good evening, ladies. My name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia, and what you just said, I believe, is true, that the ultimate lesson that we're all here to learn is unconditional love. I was blessed in my life to have had an earth angel wife for 35 and a half years who actually taught me that lesson. She passed in January 2007. And I came across a woman Oh, I never met in person who said she was holding a place of unconditional love in her heart for the world. And it touched me so deeply, I immediately extended my unconditional love to her in support of that. But unfortunately, her behind the scenes, even though she's a beautiful spiritual teacher, her life was a total mess. So there's two different energies that she's projecting. And when it comes down to the bottom line, when you have to choose between truth and love, truth is the more important, because you cannot have a true love without truth. So I pray for this woman. I continue to reach out from time to time and extend my light and love, but she has to work through her own karma or whatever it is that she has to go through. But I still support her from a distance, and I'm open to her if she ever comes back to me. But it's a very difficult position for me to be in, because I was hoping to really bless mankind with her, and I don't mind blessing mankind myself, but to have that love not pure is not right for mankind, and we need pure love with truth today more than anything. And that's my big mission and vision, is to bring spirituality into global economics and combine it with unconditional love.
How do you do that? How are you doing that?
Well, I actually created a product, believe it or not, that will help people with their creativity. I offer it free to all mankind, and I call it a Y-Pod. It's basically something I'm bringing from the spiritual realm into the physical realm, and it's basically just a common sense idea, but other things can be developed down the road. And the product I call a Y-Pod. It can be utilized on and off the grid. Excuse me. Off the grid, it can be as simple as an index card file of contacts and opportunities that you empower and give value to by how you network with it. And YPOD stands for your personal opportunity database on the internet. It could be a website, a blog, or a social media application, and those could be portals to sophisticated computer-coded pre-qualified databases of global business opportunities.
Well, sounds tremendous, but I do want to get back to, for a moment, what you said about this woman who, you know, behind the scenes was a mess, but exterior, you know, she's talking about holding that unconditional love. It has been my observation that people like that need the love that they're giving out, and more often than not, you will find that people who are genuinely, truly loving to others are lacking that for themselves. They don't know how to give that unconditional love to themselves, so it's possible for their personal life to be a mess, because the very thing that they're sharing, they need to seek for themselves and don't know how.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I was told she cannot recognize the love I have for her, because that what you said is so true. So that's why I continue to send her light and love and be open to, you know, her whenever she comes to whatever it is that she has to come to be like you're talking about.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Can you perhaps go on the chat room and put some information about your Y-Pod?
Yeah, I was going to just say I don't have email or anything. I don't use that, but there is a blog that was put on the internet for me, and it actually has a picture of my Earth Angel wife on her wedding day and a very powerful little poem.
What is that address?
The word creativity, the number 777.com, creativity37s.com. And the little poem I dedicated to her is in the President Ronald Reagan Library, discussed as a weapon against terrorism, in the interview that can be downloaded from the blog. And currently I'm using it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves.
Oh, that's beautiful. That really
is. Yes, the poem is only 3 lines long. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life should be all about.
You know, I have a personal motto, and I say it all the time, and it's my own personal quote, and I throw it out all the time whenever I can on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and that is sharing is caring, and that's what it's all about. We are all here in this plane, in this form, to help other people learn all about love and light, and to reach that realm, to reach that higher level of consciousness. And once we reach that, tap into our higher level of consciousness, then we're all going to be happy, and we will be able to live our life's passions.
You said it so well. That's so true. And, you know, as Jesus said, when you help the least of those, you're actually helping yourself. So keep that in mind. You know, everybody's worse off than you, believe it or not. So just look for those that can truly use the help. And even if it's just putting a smile out there, a friendly hello, that's raising the consciousness just there. Or saying a prayer. That's an action. And that will help. Anything. Just put it out there.
Yes, it will. So I have a suggestion for you with your friend who you constantly reach out to. You might want to consider putting her in touch with Hallie, because Hallie is a master at bringing people, assisting people in transformations into light and love. She's a
master. Well, I would love to speak with Hallie about this person, because she has so much talent, and I just want it to shine for the world too. So if I don't use email. Email on the blog wouldn't come to me, but if you see my phone number, you can call me anytime. I'd love to speak with you, and maybe you could be just a friend to her without her even knowing that I spoke with you.
Well, why don't you take Hallie's phone number? I think she gave it out, but Hallie, you want to give out your number again?
Yes, what I was going to do. It's 561.
Yeah, I just have to take a second to get to a place to write it down, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem. I'll give it out anyways for folks who are listening. It's 561-755-2166. And I'll repeat it again when the gentleman is back on the line.
All right, I'm set.
All right, it's 561
755-2166. Beautiful. And perhaps there's some things I can do to help you with your work, because I have some interesting contacts, too. So,
Thank you
so much for the time, ladies, and you're saying all the right things, and if people will just take it into their hearts and
You know what you can do? You can share our radio station with your friends so that they can listen to us. We air once a month, Hallie and I, and it's always about the soul and the dimensions of the soul and love and light. So if you can share our message with your circle of friends and associates, that would be very much appreciated.
I certainly will, and everybody listening, if they'll do the same. That's what it's all about. So beautifully said. Thank you so much, ladies, and God bless you.
Thank you, Hallie. You know, we have another caller on the air, and I'd like to see if this caller wants to come in. It's area code 318. So area code 318, you're on the air with Hallie and Stephanie.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Who is this?
Fine. Alicia.
Alicia, how are you? I'm Stephanie. Nice. Welcome to our show.
Where are you calling from, Alicia?
Louisiana.
Louisiana, because I detected an accent and I just wasn't able to figure it out. It's nice to be heard in Louisiana. Thank you for listening in.
Did you have a question for us, Alicia?
No, I was just listening.
Okay, well, we welcome you to our show. I apologize if I brought you in without your wanting to be on air with us. I thought you did. So would you like me to put you back on mute?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, sweetie. So please just stay on the air, online, and listen to us. Hallie, we're back again, and we were talking about love and light, and it's wonderful to have other listeners who feel what we feel, who share what we share, like the gentleman who just spoke to us, and I just want to throw out his website again. It's creativity777.com, and I intend to go on his website and take a look at what he's all about and how he is spreading the word that sharing is caring. So, Hallie?
Yes. Yes, I was listening to you, and I was just thinking here about the fact that isn't it interesting that we're in Florida and we have folks from different parts of the world and different parts of the country that get to listen in. You know, technology is amazing, and when you talk about connecting, you talk about consciousness. This is one way that we have the opportunity to do that in human form, and I think a lot of people take that for granted, that in today's world, it is so easy, literally, to be in one place and be connected to another at the opposite end of the world within a matter of seconds. And so when you want to share a thought or you want to share a feeling, an idea, when you need assistance, it really is so quick. And I think that's something that we should be grateful for. And again, you know, a lot of people take advantage or they just don't know better. I had the opportunity to spend the day with my 11-year-old niece recently, and I was thinking about the fact that, you know, at her age, I knew about 8-tracks, and cassettes were just coming out. And if I were to say anything about a 33 LP or an 8-track, she would look at me as if I was from another planet, because we keep evolving. Humanity evolves. Spirit evolves. And really and truly, you can say that we are in human form to love, to be light, but I believe with all my heart that a vast part of this has to do with, if you will, the God self knowing itself better. Whether, again, you know, whatever that title is that you use for source, but it is an expansion of ourselves and being reminded of the fact that we exist in a space of light. And what's really wonderful is if you follow quantum physics, it actually supports the idea that we are actually light.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are light. And that's what keeps us going. And did you know that most diseases, for example, MS, lack of sunshine, lack of light has been linked to high incidences of multiple sclerosis. David and I, we did a show a few weeks back, and we were talking about vitamin D and the importance of vitamin D and the importance of the sunlight, because without sunshine, it doesn't matter how much vitamin D you take, your body will not synthesize it without the assistance of the of sunshine. So there was a young woman who found me on Facebook, and she has a radio, a website and a radio show, MS Diff Abilities. And this is for you, Ray. She's a wonderful young woman. She found us on Blog Talk Radio. She's afflicted with MS, but she's not letting it put her down. But I'm going down this road because we're talking about light, but I'm going a little bit off the subject, but to get back on the subject, she in turn put me in touch with the McLaughlins in Scotland. And the son, Kevin McLaughlin, has a project going on called Shine On Scotland. Now, Scotland has the highest incidence of MS globally of any country in the world because there is the least amount of sunlight in Scotland. So that just goes to show you the importance of light. Light heals. Did you know that there are light-based treatments? There are laser lights, light-based treatments for illnesses. So we are light, and the moment we begin to realize our own lightness, that is the moment that our duality is no longer, and that is the moment we can honestly say we are connected to Source. And yes, Hallie, you said it so beautifully earlier in the show. We are all connected. We are all connected. Everything on this planet is connected, not just human form. The same in the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom. We are all connected.
It's true. It is very true. You know, it's interesting, too, because we talk about soul, you talk about spirit. Different religions don't believe that an animal has a soul. And you have people that feel that plants don't feel. And yet, again, science, you know, these are the same people that don't believe in things that are metaphysical or spiritual. And they need science for backup. And the very thing that they condemn or don't believe in is actually supported by science.
Exactly.
And science, incredulously, is coming up with more and more each day to show us that we are, again, all interconnected. Because if you break down anything, whether it is a human form or if it is a rock, we all stem from a cellular structure. And that cellular structure is created the same no matter what we are. It's just the frequency and the vibration that is different.
Beautifully said, Hallie. Beautifully said. Because every structure, even the rock, has its own signature frequencies.
Correct.
And that goes back to quantum physics.
Correct. But, you know, it goes to show you that, for instance, there have been many, many different, I'm just thinking, experiments that have been done. There's a Dr. Emoto who worked with water and literally they put a word on a glass of water like hate, and then he would put a word on a glass of water like love, and then just take a drop and stick it in the freezer to see how it would crystallize, and then would examine it underneath the microscope and would realize that the water that was told that it was love turned into the most beautiful, intricate, ornate snowflake, and that which was told it was hate became gray and mucky and dirty. So if one thinks that they are separate from anything, the water, just the word, the idea, the feeling, it is all connected and has an impact. And I think this is what I want to get across, that we get so caught up in our humanness. Does he like me? Will she marry me? Am I going to make money? Can I have a bigger house? And all of these things have their value and are important. And yet, if you are not living within a space of awareness for yourself and other humans on the planet and just the planet itself and taking care of her, then you are missing something truly beautiful.
Well said, Hallie. Well said. Yes. So.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you broke up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we were talking about connectiveness and soul and signatures and quantum physics. And it just amazes me how people can disregard, go from the light to the dark. It just amazes me how we have needless waste of life. For example, let's take Michael Jackson. I mean, here is was a talented young man, and how he was not able to live his life totally within the light because of the going back to environment and circumstances. He ended up turning to the dark being the drugs. Do you agree?
Yeah, I don't know that you and I totally agree on that, because that brings me back to a human has the ability to choose. And in his mind, drugs may have not been dark, or because of the incident that happened when he was doing the Pepsi commercial and literally had his scalp burnt and had to take drugs, perhaps he wasn't choosing. Perhaps it was a necessity to manage his pain and his discomfort that he was on drugs. There's so many variables without, you know, because he's, if you will, a superstar, we're not really able to take that close of a look to know what truly took place. We can only surmise about the situation. But from my standpoint, everything is a matter of your perception, and Dr. Dyer talks about this as well, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he talks about, you know, if you change the way you look at something, the way you look at it changes. So if you, for instance, look at that water and say love and drink that water, it's going to make you feel good. If you look at that water and say hate, when you drink that water, it's going to make you feel bad. If you look at a drug and think, wow, this is going to help me, in most probability it will, if that is a genuine thought. If you look at it as it's bad, it's dark, it's evil, then that is truly what it's going to be. So much of our world has to do with word association, how we describe something, how we react to it, what we believe about it. we are definitely conditioned by our environment. And, you know, you go back to the essence of the soul and what's its purpose. You have to wonder, how is it that somebody who's raised in Harlem and lives in a family with, you know, perhaps 10 kids in 2 bedrooms and barely has enough to eat, that one out of the group of 10 children will move ahead and become a governor that makes amazing differences, or that one person will turn around and start a charity that helps everybody in his community? You know, is that the human condition, or is that the soul superseding what's taking place?
Well, I would think it was the soul superseding the human condition in that case. But that person, in my opinion, has learned to live or reach their higher level of consciousness.
And right. If they're a child living in that environment that is supposedly bad, one would assume that they would turn out bad.
Depending on where they are or how evolved, if you will, their soul is at that point in time.
Right. What I'm trying to get at is, from the outside looking in, because you brought up Michael Jackson and the drugs, if we're looking at, let's say, this child who is in the middle of 9 children living in a poor environment with no support, probably arguments, perhaps an unclean environment, anybody from the outside would not see them as having potential and not understand that there's something that is beyond, that they are literally growing from the abusive environment, that they are growing from the dirt, from the debris, from all of these things that they're seeing. They're taking them into account and making some sort of decision about how they want their life to be, even as young as perhaps 5 or 6 or 7. And there are cases, and I apologize for not having any sort of documents in front of me that I could give specifics, but I have read it throughout the years about different cases where this has taken place, where you've had that one individual that just shown beyond the rest, and all circumstance being equal, one would think that they would remain within their environment no matter how bright they were, no matter how determined they were, but they, again, superseded what their environment was. So I just find it fascinating that it all revolves back to everybody has that soulful potential, but we are living a human experience.
True. And that brings me to wanting to ask you to please give out your contact information again, Hallie.
Sure, thanks. I'm Hallie Elise. I am the Empowerment Psychic. I work with people on a myriad of levels, obviously doing psychic readings, but also helping them to move beyond their circumstance, dealing with really anything having to do with finance, romance, health. So I will preface with, I am not a physician. I do sense things energetically, and I share that information with my clients. I also work with hypnosis, motivational skills, and a lot of other modalities that are helpful. My website is HallieElise.com. That's HalleyElise.com. My phone number where I can be reached is 561-755-2166. Once again, that is 561-755-2166. And if you're in the South Florida area, the first Monday of the month, I hold a psychic gallery, which really is a blast. The fee is only $20. You come in, you get an opportunity to really let go and relax, get centered, learn about your own abilities. There's interactive fun, and you also get a mini reading. So if you'd like any information, please go to the website or give me a call. Back to you, Stephanie.
Thank you. And I'm Stephanie Tippy, and I'm the co-owner of the Anti-Aging Clinic. And the Anti-Aging Clinic is all about the alternatives to the medical sickness industry. And we empower and transform you from the medical pharmaceutical sickness industry into the wellness industry. And with that being said, we will teach you the secrets to our 8 steps to aging younger, and you can read all about us at livelonger123.com and or give me a call at 954-742-4430. We are located in South Florida, in Tamarack, Florida, and as a matter of fact, the studio from which we are broadcasting this wonderful show, Soul Dimensions Radio, is being broadcast out of our clinic, Anti-Aging Clinic. And again, my number is 954-742-4430. So once you have reached that level of love and light and you have reached your higher level of consciousness, you want to make sure you stay and keep your body healthy, and that's what we are all about here at the Anti-Aging Clinic. And Hallie, we're back to you again.
Okay, I have a question for you. Do you believe that someone who perhaps is not fully aware of who they are as a soul, but is very cognizant of taking care of their health as they get healthier and more fit, seem to have an awakening?
Oof, I never thought about that, but that is a very good question, Hallie. And I would venture to say probably yes, because if one starts to become healthier, then their mind is expanding. They're able to see things differently. And when you're able to see things differently, I would think you would want to be able to reach a level of consciousness where you are vibrating within the realm of love and light. To be healthy and not to have that love surrounding you and the light emitting or emanating from your body would kind of be the antithesis, I would think, of health, of being healthy and just being non-healthy. So I would venture to say yes, Holly. That's a very good question.
Okay. Because my thought was there probably a natural progression, and I will defer back to, you know, the visit with Eddie last night, and here he took it upon himself to walk and became more healthy. But not only that, his intuition seemed to jump. Here he was out in the environment all day, all night, literally touching the ground, breathing the air, enjoying the sunshine. So not only was his physical body and his mental body moving, but the spiritual body was as well. He would know, should I knock at that door or not, the other door. He would literally go by what felt right. So it's fascinating because some people think, well, you have to have advancement in one area before you have advancement in another. And my belief is, really doesn't matter where you start as long as you start.
Yes, yes. As long as you, it's true, as long as you start. But I'm glad to hear that about Eddie. I'm really glad. So he has become a lot healthier since he took this walk, this journey?
Sure. He's more toned. He's more fit. It was just, like I said, very interesting. You'll have to connect with him to hear the stories. And for anybody wondering what I'm talking about, if you go to Facebook and click on Eddie Rodriguez, he does the Smile and Wave event, and he just did this happiness walk. And, you know, we're giving him a little promo here, but he's such a lovely soul, literally. And through his own, if you will, turmoil and despair, he was brought to the awareness that he needed to touch other people's lives, that being sad or being difficult or being angry didn't really create the life that he wanted.
No, because it's unfortunate in his lifetime. He lost a daughter to a tragic accident, a motorcycle accident somewhere in Singapore, I think it was. And 2 weeks after he lost his daughter, he almost died himself from a brain tumor or brain aneurysm it was. And instead of taking his own travesties and living in the dark, he turned it around to face life in the light. And that's when he took it upon himself to do this walk and bring happiness to everyone, make people smile, show people that smiling will bring happiness into your life. How can you not be happy when you have a smile on your face? It's like when you're with a partner, and if you have a fight with your partner, whether it be a husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, an in-law, whoever, if you have a fight, if somebody just starts laughing, instantly that fight will dissolve. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. Well, it's the same idea of, We cannot smile and frown at the same time. It comes back to what we said earlier. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
You know, where do you want to be in your world? Where do you want to exist? The yogis really have it down, and I actually shared this on my other radio show, Conscious Sex, the other day, which was the fact that you wake up and you can choose how your day goes. If you wake up and think, oh, another day, I don't want to do this, well, most probably your day is going to be pretty crummy. If you wake up and you go, you know what, thank you, universe. Hey, I'm breathing. I'm awake. Woohoo! Well, I wonder what's going to happen today. What good can I get into? Now, I'm over-exaggerating as far as the woohoo, but there are some people that wake up that way. And there are many people that wake up and go, hey, it's another day. And they're just happy because it's another day. They're starting their day. No matter what they're doing, even if they have drudgery, even if they're a street cleaner, they are just happy to wake up, to move, to be a part of the world. And that brings us back to the soul, because that's what the soul wants. The soul wants to experience, to be here, to know, to touch, to interact, to connect. So if you wake up and you move forward, you're pretty much fulfilling your contract there.
Oh, that's the best part of the day, is waking up and saying, thank you, God, for this wonderful day. Thank you, God, for my family. Thank you, God, for my health. Affirmations are so important to soul consciousness.
Affirmations, prayer, meditation, contemplating, breath work, all of that connects you back to the soul. And it's interesting because other people will notice if you do it, not because you're doing it in front of them, but they sense something different about you. I used to get a kick out of the fact that I taught a lot of classes at Nova for many years in Davie, and I would have students that would come in the first couple of weeks. You know, they'd get the hang of the whole meditation thing, and then we'd work with them. And by the time the fourth week, third week, whatever came around, I would have students coming up to me going, it's the strangest thing. The people at work keep asking me if I've changed something, and the only thing that I've changed is I'm coming to this class. Or somebody would say, and my husband keeps saying I look prettier and that I haven't done anything. You literally connect with the soul. You radiate that light. And, you know, we keep going in circles here, but it's true. That love, that light, that connectedness, it exists. And you can magnify it if you choose to.
Yes. It's all within our own capabilities of emitting the light or with sustaining from emission or holding it within. And, you know, one of the reasons why people, why do you think people are successful or not successful? This is another good question to ponder. And I look at myself in my own career. Why have I always been so successful in prior to my doing what I'm doing today? Is because I always had this positive attitude that I was going to go in, I was going to win, I was going to conquer the world. And lo and behold, I went in and all my affirmations came true and I conquered.
But, you know, it's interesting there because there's a dichotomy. You have people that are confident that they are going to win, and they do, and they are the most unkind, difficult, disagreeable people you ever want to meet.
That's true. I know quite a few of them. I've come across some of them. But you know something? And I think it was to teach me a lesson and to help me evolve.
That everyone within our life mirrors something about ourselves. Either the thing that we wish to be or the thing that we wish not to be, but we recognize that thing in another.
Mm-hmm. Well, we usually see something of ourselves in other human beings. But you know what, Hallie? Where did this hour go to? We're down to 90 seconds of the program.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. Too quickly. But, you know, just to let our listeners in, I believe in December we're having our show on the 19th. Am I correct, Hallie? Next month?
I believe yes, but we definitely will post it on Blog Talk. We'll post it on Facebook. So if for any reason we've made an error, you'll notice that our slides a little bit, and it really depends on if there's a holiday or if there's something pending. But typically speaking, we're the last Monday of the month unless we make note of it like we are today. So I believe it's the third week in December versus the last week. Is
it
that
is.
Correct?
It is. Yes. I'm looking at the calendar right now. It's November the 19th, and we have an incredible author. We're going to be interviewing MCV Egan, and I know I'm very anxious to listening to her story, but like I said, we're running out of time, so we want to thank our listeners for joining us, and you can always go to the archive and download the show. It's blogtalkradio.com/agingyounger, and then find the Soul Dimensions Radio. Until next month, God bless you all, and we will be back with you in December. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.